This season, Toyota Racing is looking for jugglers.
Aha!
Not the ones who toss balls or rings. Fans that can juggle the rigors of a 10-month-long season across many different racing circuits.
Well, what if I added knives?
What if you added GR Cup, Formula Drift, and off-road racing? If you can juggle it all, then we want you. Be part of the action at toyota.com/racing. Toyota, let's go places. Formula Drift is a registered trademark of Formula Drifts Holdings, LLC.
Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical. Underage sale prohibited. Introducing Zone Nicotine Pouches, the perfect balance of unparalleled comfort, longer-lasting flavor, and nicotine that satisfies. Whether you're zoning in during the race or zoning out after a tough day at work, Zone gets you there faster and keeps you there longer. Available in 7 flavors and in 6 and 9 milligram strengths. Find Zone at zonepouches.com and retailers near you. Own your Zone with Zone Nicotine Pouches.
The following is a production of the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR. The Motor Racing Network presents NASCAR Live Wide Open.
Off the end of the back straightaway. Larson's going to send it. Larson's in the wall. Larson's on Hamlin's back bumper. Logano leads down the back straightaway. Keselowski's in line. Now he turns him. Both Team Penske cars crash. Keselowski is up in a ball of flame.
NASCAR Live Wide Open is brought to you by Toyota. For the latest Toyota racing information, visit toyotaracing.com. Now, here is your host, Mike Bagley.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to another installment of NASCAR Live Wide Open here on the Motor Racing Network. Mike Bagley and the entire MRN crew here with you as we're coming off a very intense weekend of racing in Texas. And we are coming into one of my favorite weekends this weekend. I have always been a huge fan of Talladega Super Speedway. Makes the hair stand up on your arms and your neck, and kind of racing that we see there, the kind of racing that we get there is just breathtaking. I've used this term before. Humans doing superhuman things, and it's quite impressive. Got lots to talk about, obviously, on MRN this week going in to the Geico 500 race weekend. But on this installment of NASCAR Live Wide Open, we button up matters of Texas, and we'll do it with the winner of the Andy's Frozen Custard 300. That would be one Sam Mayer. It came down to banging quarter panels with Ryan Sieg and Sam winning by 0.002 seconds. That's 0.02 of a second to get his fifth career win in the NASCAR Xfinity Series. Let's go to the NASCAR Live Wide Open hotline, and we bring in Saturday's race winner. Sam Mayer is back on NASCAR Live Wide Open. Sam, welcome back to the show. How are we doing today?
I'm doing fantastic. Just came off a win at Texas Motor Speedway, a place that hasn't been really good to me in the past, so it feels really good to get a win there finally.
Before we get into the nuts and the bolts of the last lap and things of that nature, I got a glimpse of the trophy. Describe to our listeners the trophy, because I think it's one of the coolest ones that you guys race for.
Yeah, 100%. It's a huge ice cream cone, literally. And the base of the ice cream cone is probably 20 to 25 pounds. And then the actual cone itself is another probably 20 pounds. So it's close to about a 50-pound trophy. And it is just monstrous. And it's awesome. It is probably a top three favorite of mine that I have now. The Homestead one is probably my favorite that I've won in the last couple of years. But yeah, that thing is certainly unreal. It's going to be a centerpiece in my living room, and I'm going to try, if it balances correctly, I'm going to try to just put the ice cream cone and have that be the centerpiece for my dining room table.
That's awesome. That's spectacular. You know, you got the grandfather clock from Martinsville you like to put in the house. That would be perfect. What color is it? It looks silver, like the actual, you know, custard portion of the cone looks silver from television, what I was able to see. Is it?
Yeah, it's a chrome silver, so you can, I mean, it shines. So I'm going to have to keep it polished, obviously, take care of it. But yeah, I'm just happy to have it, because about 5 laps to go in the race, I didn't expect to be hoisting that thing at the end of the day.
Well, walk us through those last 5 laps, because like you, I was like, well, you know, I was a part of the plan of that young man's had a rough year. To walk away with second, that'll be like a win considering what you've been through. But what happened in those last five laps to get you alongside the 39 and ultimately out front by really about, what, 4 inches there when he crossed the line?
Yeah, I mean, first off, my confidence going into Texas was pretty low because last year wasn't very good. Obviously, I made half a lap and didn't get any experience there at that racetrack. The year prior in 2022, I hit the wall on lap 7 and were damaged the rest of the day. So I haven't had good quality laps there since 2021. And I mean, that sucks. So I was working my tail off to learn the racetrack and get comfortable the best I could. And stage one, the racetrack was sketchy and definitely didn't raise my confidence a whole lot in what we had. But stage two came around, the top started coming in and getting grippy. And that gave me a lot of confidence that I knew I had wiggle room to move around and experience the racetrack as it should be. But yeah, those closing stages, the closing laps of the race, absolutely unreal. It took every ounce in me to make it happen and make it work. But my spotter, Kevin Hamlin, kept me in the game and pretty much did everything for me. He said, run bottom 3 and 4, top 1 and 2, do whatever you can to cut distance and 3 and 4 to make speed. And I mean, when I started to do that, it was chunks of lap time. So it was really good to be able to experience that and learn, and then come out with the W as well. But yeah, that last lap going in 1 and 2, I knew I had to get momentum. And that was the highest I ran in that corner all day. I knew it was pretty much going to be checkers or wreckers at that point. But I committed and it stuck really well. And I got a huge run off the corner and pretty much the rest is history.
Well, when you sent it in there, I was like, oh boy, here it comes. Oh, here it comes. That 5 laps, right? That 5 laps going down and you're getting info from Kevin and you're doing what he's doing and you're catching him. Is that the ultimate carrot dangling on the end of the stick? Because now you got a whiff of the leader, laps are winding down, you're almost there. Is that you readjust yourself in the seat and all this stuff? What is that like knowing that, wait a minute, if I mind my P's and Q's here, I can win this race?
Yeah, 100%. When about 3 to go, when I started really gaining chunks of lap time on him, that was all I needed to see. He got really big in my front windshield about 3 to go. I was like, all right, yeah, I'm going to keep grinding, keep doing the same thing I'm doing. I know it's working. I did a bunch of searching before that. It wasn't working. And I finally got what I needed to do right. And I just did exactly what I had to. That was probably one of the first times where in the closing laps of the race, I executed 100%. Obviously, until I got to turn 3, I overcooked it a little bit coming to the checkered flag. But to get there, that was probably the best I've ever executed.
You know, in speaking of that, not everything has been, you know, peaches and cream, right? You've had your challenges. You've had your challenges this year that you're recovering from. But it seems like that you've had as many challenges as you've had successes. How do you as a young race car driver balance those? They say don't get too high with the highs, too lows with the lows, but disappointment's disappointment. How have you gone about handling that?
Yeah, I'd say if you asked me that probably about a month ago, I would have had a way different answer. It would have been a lot more negative. But coming out of Martinsville with a solid finish, still wish I had that grandfather clock in the corner of my house, but that's another story. But, you know, just the confidence that I get from coming back and recovering at least a little bit off of what has been just an awful first part of the year. The lows, you said it, you can't let the lows get too low, but when you have really good people around me like I do, like Marty on top of the box, Kevin on top of the roof, we talked about, like family, friends, significant others, everyone, they keep the highs in check and they keep the lows from getting too low. So, I mean, it's a good balance of everything when you have good people around you. And obviously you recover one way or another. And now we're a NASCAR Xfinity Series winner in 2024.
You know, you talk about the slow start to the season that you've had. Junior Motorsports has been slow to get things going just as a whole this year. What's the behind the scenes been like trying to work through that? And is there light at the end of the tunnel for Junior Motorsports fans?
Yeah, of course. I mean, speaking for the number one team, I think that we have been probably the best each week. just in raw speed out of our race car. I think that Marty is making really good choices, and Aiden, my engineer, is making really good choices in the ins and outs of what we put in the race car. Obviously, you got to finish the race on the lead lap and not crash or get crashed to show the speed. But we've had speed each and every week, and I'm super happy with what we have as a team. Obviously, the organization, we're on the up and up. I think we're consistently getting better each and every week. We saw the seven absolutely dominate this weekend. So our cars are as fast as Xfinity Internet, but you just got to finish the race and be there at the end to show for it.
By the way, congratulations. Speaking to our friends at Xfinity, a $100,000 bonus going in the pocket by winning at Texas, and you're qualified for another one this weekend at Talladega. That'd be nice. Take home about $200K in bonus money through two weekends of this program. I imagine that's got to put a smile on your face and obviously a smile on the faces of those folks back at the shop.
Yeah, 100%. You know, like the Dash for Cash from Xfinity is awesome. It is such a cool opportunity for us lower series drivers to make something out of nothing. Like, you don't have to win the race to go win the Dash for Cash money. And obviously, we got the best of both worlds this weekend. But, you know, it's such a cool opportunity for everyone in the shop. They put so much work in each and every week to make these cars go as fast as they can. And getting a little bonus for them, from me and from the team, it goes a long way with those guys, because they work their tails off, truly. And everyone that comes on the road, the pit crew, everyone that has a hand in this one car, they deserve every bit of it. So it's really cool to be able to give back to them because of the Dash for Cash.
Well, like we do in this sport, we can't enjoy success too long, because we've got to race the next weekend. This weekend, it's to Talladega and the AgPro 300. As we talked earlier today, you know, I had described watching you guys do what you do at Talladega. It is a work of art. Like, when you stand there outside of the car and you watch what's going on, it's a beautiful thing. So tell us, Picasso, give us the secret sauce for a good day at Talladega. What do you got?
Yeah, I mean, I guess you better be asking Austin Hill that question, because he's really got the speedway stuff figured out with Derek Nealand on top of the roof for him. But yeah, I mean, Talladega especially, it's so wide compared to Daytona. You can really move around a lot and make a lot of different lanes form up. But I think for us Xfinity guys, just making it to the end of these races is so important, because we're always so out of control with these cars. But that's what provides really good racing. So I'm really looking forward to this weekend. I think that Marty's going to bring a really good piece again. And this is the track where I got my close to second place finish. So hopefully we can be one spot better, a couple feet better than we were in 2022. And we got to be there at the end, though. So we're going to try to execute the best we can. But we got to be up front all day to do that.
Check it out, the AgPro 300 Talladega Super Speedway. Go to TalladegaSuperspeedway.com to get your tickets. Or if you can't make it, Motor Racing Network will have live coverage 3:30 p.m. Eastern Time Saturday afternoon. Appreciate you making time for us. It was a great story over the weekend. Great finish for you, and a great rebound, and a great working your way out of that early season challenge slump there. We are confident, and I'm sure you and the team are as well, that you'll snag another one and be up front as we continue through the season. Appreciate the time. Safe travels to Talladega. Hope we're talking soon.
Thanks so much, y'all. Appreciate it.
I wouldn't rule those junior motorsports cars out this weekend at Talladega. They know how to run those speedways well. Perhaps maybe things are getting to kick into a next gear for junior motorsports. We'll have live coverage for you here on MRN. We'll give you the broadcast schedule in just a moment. Let's transition over to the NASCAR Cup Series garage, and let's see what Las Vegas and producer Trey are saying are the favorites, and maybe some picks for this weekend's Geico 500. He is here with them, producer Trey, on the scene with our odds update heading into Alabama this weekend. Trey?
Well, Mike, Talladega is always a difficult one to handicap, but Vegas is doing their best. This week, we've got three co-favorites to win. William Byron and Ryan Blaney sit at 10-1, and then right there with them is a driver who's looking to pull his best Chase Elliott impersonation off and end a long winless streak, Brad Keselowski, who sits at 107 races since his last win, 3 years ago in this very race at Talladega. He is also 10-1. And then right behind him, you've got a trifecta of drivers at 11-1. Some super speedway aces. Denny Hamlin, he is 11-1. Chase Elliott, who just won last week and is a former Talladega winner, he is 11-1. And then Joey Logano, Vegas thinks he is right there with Keselowski as having some of the best chance to get Ford their first win of 2024. And I'm going with Joey Logano. After a rough start to the year, they've got some momentum going. Joey is phenomenal at super speedways. He's won three times at Talladega in the past. Yes, it has been a while. He hasn't done so in the next-gen race car, but they've got some momentum going. And if you look back to last year, everybody was like, oh, where's Ford's first win going to come from? It came from Joey Logano. So if Ford is going to get off the schneid, I think they're going to go to their biggest name driver. I mean, you could debate now. Blaney obviously is the defending series champion, but Logano has two championships. So I'm going to go with Joey Logano to get back to victory lane and get back to victory lane in Talladega this weekend. Long shots, you could go a multitude of different ways this weekend. We saw how Todd Gilliland led a ton of laps at Daytona. But the way that I'm going to go this weekend, I'm going to go with an entire team. I'm going to go with Stewart Haas Racing. They've had a ton of speed at the super speedway tracks, especially in this next-gen race car. They just haven't been able to close out the races and get the win or the finish that their drivers are necessarily looking for. All four of their drivers are long shots, according to Las Vegas. Chase Briscoe and Noah Gregson are both 45-1 to win the race. Ryan Preece is 55-1. And Josh Berry is 70-1 to win his first ever Cup Series race. I think any of those four drivers could possibly pull it off this weekend at Talladega. But ultimately, I think not a Stewart Haas Racing Ford, but a Team Penske Ford. And Joey Logano is celebrating in victory lane.
Wow, going all Ford, even though it's been a Hendrick and Gibbs and a Chevy and Toyota love affair in 2024. Wouldn't surprise me. I mean, I'm going to have to be convinced, and maybe Joey Logano is going to be that pick, that someone is going to bust up this Hendrick and Joe Gibbs Racing love affair with Victory Lane here in 2024. We'll see how it happens this weekend. And we've got a jam-packed broadcast schedule for you. Our coverage will kick off Saturday, NASCAR Cup Series pole qualifying for the Geico 500. Join us 10:30 a.m. Eastern Time. Then we'll segue into coverage of the ARCA Menards Series, the General Tire 200, Motor Racing Network airtime, 12:30 p.m. Eastern, followed by the NASCAR Xfinity Series, Ag Pro 300, 3:30 p.m. Eastern time, the airtime there. And then Sunday, we're back with the Geico 500, 2 p.m. Eastern time is when NASCAR Live Race Day takes to the air. Don't forget, we've got NASCAR Live for you Tuesday night at 7. We're back here with another installment of NASCAR Live Wide Open next Thursday. For producer Trey and the rest of the MRN team, I'm Mike Bagley. We'll join you from Talladega this weekend. We hope you're joining us there. But if you can't make it, count on us here at Motor Racing Network to bring you all the exciting racing action from Talladega. Until we speak next, so long, everybody.
NASCAR Live Wide Open is brought to you by Toyota. For the latest Toyota racing information, visit toyotaracing.com.
Crowd spinning your hand up to stopping, yeah. Not a chair, creaky stand, only the engine repair. Crowd spinning your hand, nothing you can't do. Make it long, Mickey John, or that kitchen hat on. Crowd spinning your hand up to stopping, yeah.
From outdoor care to home and auto repair, do it with Craftsman. Find the tools, equipment, and storage you need at your local Lowe's, Ace Hardware, or Craftsman.com.
Hey everyone, it's Kyle Busch. At Cheddar's, you get a variety of American classics in a place that feels like home. They have comfort food like hand-breaded chicken tenders, homemade chicken pot pie with nearly a half a pound of roasted chicken under that golden flaky crust, slow-smoked baby back ribs so big they're falling off the plate, all for unbeatable prices. And the best part? A free honey butter croissant for every guest. Now that's how they do it. Cheddar's. Get a lot for not a lot.